driving it like he stole it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Here's Steve.
How do you know I did? Huh? Think about that for a second. Back with my good friend Andrew Lager, president of the Institute for Liberty. You know, sometimes you got to drive it like you stole it, Andrew. That's the deal.
I love it, man. I love it. That is a great tagline.
Yeah. All right. So here it is. Quick couple of things from the president. Mexico has the absolute power not to let these large caravans of people enter the country. They must stop at the national border, which they can do because their border laws work. Not allow them to pass through into our country who has no effective border laws. Congress must immediately pass border legislation, use nuclear option if necessary to stop the massive inflow of drugs and people. Border Patrol agents and ICE are great, but a weak democratic law does not allow them to do their job. Act now, Congress. Our country is being stolen. By the way, DACA is dead because the Democrats didn't care or act. These are all tweets from the president in the last 20 minutes or so. I'm just keeping everybody up to date. So back to our conversation, Andrew. Back to our conversation.
Yep.
You mentioned Cambridge Analytica, which is interesting because this is another place where a massive amount of data became very beneficial. Now, I know from very good, reliable sources that Cambridge Analytica in 2011 was notified by the upper management, if you will, at Facebook that there was, in effect, a back window open at Facebook. By the way, here's a back window you can use to get in to get the information. They were tipped off. And that went on for a couple of years, and after Obama won, other companies started to take notice, and they figured out, hey, there's a window open. So several other companies were out there putting together their algorithms and so forth to make use of that data as well. And suddenly, Facebook said, no, we're going to close the window. It doesn't work that way anymore. What do you make of this? I mean, Cambridge Analytica, they were geniuses with Barack Obama. Somehow Trump was a scoundrel no matter what happens. But it was all by design. Facebook out there saying, well, we didn't know what was going on is complete. It's completely false. I know it, and so do a lot of other people know it's false, too. What do you make of that?
Well, here's the maxim that I always come back to, something that nobody is talking about. But the reality is, if there is a product that is free for you online, something that is free for you online, it means that you are, in fact, the product. And what they're trying to do is get your information, because that's where the real money is made. This is what we're talking about with Amazon. It's the same issue with Google, same issue with Facebook. All of these companies are mining data so that they know who you are and what it is that you want. And so, yeah, when it's used to the benefit of Democrats and Democrat candidates, it's not a problem. There's no problem with that whatsoever. We're just engaging in micro-targeting because we need to inform the voters about this. But when it's you know, Republicans, especially Donald Trump, oh, my God, they're working in cahoots to utilize, to exploit your information illegally or inappropriately to trick you into voting for Donald Trump, right? Because you're tricked. You're too old, or you're a woman who is listening to your husband or your son or your boyfriend or whatever. I mean, this is where we are. And, you know, it's interesting. I have to disclose my sister-in-law works for Cambridge Analytica. I totally had forgotten about this. You know, this is the big issue. The big debate over the next 5 years is going to be about data mining, consumer information, individual information, the balance about privacy, and then to another degree, again, coming back to Amazon and the cloud and this DoD project, the role of private companies in intelligence gathering, storage, and analysis, and all of this.
Well, here's the question. Here's the question, because there's a lot of questions in some people's minds right now that Jeff Bezos and Amazon are getting to the point that, you know, antitrust questions start to arise. How much of the market can they control before it becomes an antitrust issue and the company is too big? Well, you know, think about if John Rockefeller had also controlled all of the information, right? Bezos controls the information, not only private consumer information, but now government information, the most sensitive at the highest levels of government. So how do you go and say, listen, Jeff, we're going to break up Amazon because of an antitrust deal? And he's going to, no, you're not. This is what I control over here. I control all of this information about the U.S. government. He's got leverage in a way that the robber barons never had.
That's an interesting way to put it. I mean, you know, here's what I come back to. Because we've also been looking at what's going on with Google, you know, very, very troubled with the way Google sort of gleaned information. The issue is not when they become so big and powerful, to control the data. It's when they use that information at a competitive advantage to drive their competitors out of business, right? So what they're doing is they're finding ways to make the market less competitive. competitive through their efforts. Right? It's the same thing with cronyism and the issue of the most well-heeled among us using their money and power and influence to change the rules to benefit themselves and themselves only. That's always been the problem. You know, anytime government has the power to pick winners and losers in a marketplace, that's where you get cronyism and corruption. And so you tie those things together here, and it's when government sort of steps in there and allows that other folks cannot compete or not able to compete in the marketplace at all. They're shut out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Tell the folks what the Institute for Liberty is and where they can find out more about the things that you're up to out there trying to defend us on a daily basis.
We're a nonprofit advocacy organization based in both Washington, D.C., and as I have to say again, Williamsburg, Virginia, the cradle of American liberty. So I live outside the swamp, thankfully, and we'll go and walk those hallowed streets every couple of days or so to regenerate my batteries. But check us out at IChooseLiberty.org and on Twitter at IChooseLiberty.
All right, Andrew, always a good conversation. We could do this for the next 4 hours, you know that, because there's so much to talk about. But I'll take it when I get it.
I can't wait to get Stephen, sit in with you for a morning show. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, there you
take
go.
Care.
Come sit in. Andrew Langer, everybody. Thanks. You just found out more. Institute for Liberty here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Glad to have him here as well. By the way, if you haven't noticed, the calendar says it's April. And if it's April, that means it's probably tax time. And that means you probably owe a lot of money. Or if you do, you could have some real challenges. If you do, you need to get in touch with my friends from Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals, when dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan when it comes to owing money. My good friend Chris McClatcher will be there for you. Log on with your Michigan area code, this simple, your Michigan area code, and then tax.com. So 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com, 734-TAX.com, 517-TAX.com. If you have a tax problem, the IRS is coming after you, the state of Michigan is coming after you, don't stand there by yourself. Get Chris McClatcher in the conversation, the professional you need. I think he's going to be on the program with me today, too. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.